The mayor says things are better. Everything from fewer gun crimes to tourism so strong it's creating parking problems downtown. And he says that's a good problem to deal with. At the same time, Dyster says more has to be done to help those on the lower end of the economic scale, and he's working on that. Overall, Dyster says everyone is seeing some good signs of what's going on.
We may be a little bit behind Buffalo, but the downtown revitalization especially is impossible to miss. That's why this is the right time for us to consider the measures that we need to take to make certain that the benefits of this economic recovery reach every neighborhood and every group in the city of Niagara Falls. You know, the path to a better future for the city of Niagara Falls that we need to take is a path that we all travel together.
One thing that everyone living and working in the city and those looking to visit the city will see is a new website that brought cheers from a mostly official audience. Dyster says one project which will be noticed by city residents is the new Niagara Lofts, a subsidized program to turn the long-closed South Junior High School into 61 apartment units with some market rate and commercial space instead of spending more than $1 million to tear it down. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.